Christine, fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News, coming to you from Broadcast House, 95.9 FM. And you can text into the show if you want to be part of the conversation. Text in 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. All right, well, there she is. She's up on our YouTube screen. And yeah, she's wearing something different today. It is time now for Love Bites. Lifestyle coach Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. Love Bites is sponsored by Meineke. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know, Meineke. Francesca, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Hackler. How are you?
I am doing well. Okay, so tell us, for the YouTube viewers there, what have you got on there? A special hat?
Oh, you want me to play? Hold on.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. What?
They'll take 2 seconds.
Okay. The hat moves?
The hat moves. We want to get you guys in the spirit.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm getting too many I can't stand my family party questions.
It's a conversation starter anyway with that.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have a question that came in. This is from a woman, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. I won't say her name because I know a lot of these people don't want their names used on the radio. So you ready for the question this week?
I certainly am. I know what it is, and it's another I can't stand my family party questions.
Okay, well, I'll read the question, then we'll get the analysis from Francesca. And then, obviously, you are welcome. All texters are welcome at 781-837-4900, a chance for you to be a part of the conversation. All right, so this is talking about families, and so I'll read it. I survived Thanksgiving without a fight, but I did spend the whole time looking at my watch. No kidding, until dinner was over. My family dynamics have me on edge. I find myself watching every word I say. So, Francesca, how do I handle it when my family's behavior has me walking on eggnog? Oh, I get that. Okay. But seriously, I broke out in a terrible rash the night before I went to my brother's. Oh, rash. I have been studying family estrangement now for a while, and it seems to be a lot more than just a trend. What's going on? I have two friends that I could have gone to dinner with, and we would have had a great time. But instead, I felt this stupid obligation to go to my brother's house, who I just can't stand, him or his controlling partner. I am supposed to host Christmas, and I have had a stomachache all day with the thought of having to keep my mouth shut just so there'll be no blow-ups. Francesca, what is someone to do?
Oh, boy. Okay. As I said before you even read the question, I'm starting to get a lot of I can't stand my family party questions, right? So the simple answer is just going to be life's too short to go to places you don't want to be, right? I mean, you wouldn't drive a Corvette in a blizzard. And, you know, I know there's a big difference here, and I don't mean to sound cold, but, you know, if your family is giving you acid reflux, you know, it might be time to actually reconsider where you want to be. That feeling of I should go is often, it's a relic. It can be a relic of childhood conditioning. And your only true obligation truly is to yourself and your mental health. And you have to ask yourself, is this self-inflicted or are you actually getting pressure from your family? If it's self-inflicted, another cold answer is time to get over it.
Hmm.
What are you thinking, Rob?
Well, I hate for families not to get together. Maybe what about for, you know, Christmas, if it's on your turf, do you would still invite the brother, right, and the partner?
That really it comes down to, I mean, this is a tricky one, and I've had a bunch of these questions coming through because obviously it's the holiday season, and so there are serious concerns, or they wouldn't be writing it in the first place. But
developing in a manifestation not only of emotional distress, but it sounds like it's translating into physical. You know, the aches in the stomach and all of that other stuff. So there are some physical effects of this. Just thinking about it, right? The stress.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I could spend an hour talking about this, but since we have a 10-minute segment, here's the rub. If your family is just your basic dysfunctional nonsense, right, go. It's not that big a deal. Go for an hour. But if they're twisted, divisive, evil, Then I, you know, personally, I wouldn't go. I'd grieve the loss and just acknowledge that it's not the Leave It to Beaver family. But I know that's so much easier said than done. And obviously, it's universal. It's a big problem. And nobody can ever – I can certainly not make that decision for you, nor can Rob, nor can Christine. Oh, what are you thinking,
wait a minute,
Christine?
Hold on.
I know, Christine.
Hold on.
This is why I wore the hat in the first place. Yep. You got to be cheery. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to open the door now.
Let
me get the door. Christine, the door has been opened.
Oh, thank you so much. I always appreciate it. You're always so polite, Rob. I like that. You know, it's interesting. I was listening to this when you were talking about this. I thought two things. One, is this person really asking for your advice, or are they asking for permission to do what they want?
Exactly.
Which I think
it is.
Number one. And number two, you know, they always say everybody has very, very different tolerance levels and nervous systems, or they say the same fire that heats steel melts butter. And, you know, my feeling is after knowing all the cast of family characters, I know what to expect. I know who's crazy. I know who drinks too much. I know who carries on. And it's not like it's a surprise. And so I kind of learned to, like, laugh off the stuff that really makes me crazy. Mm-hmm. And you think, you know what? If it's once a year or twice a year, suck it up and go.
Yeah.
That's just my feeling. If they're truly evil people, then don't go. That person has to stop thinking about it and answer in their gut right away. Do you not want to be there? Is it making you physically sick? Then don't go. And if there's people that you do want to see them at other times of the year.
Exactly.
Dynamics change. People change. Sometimes some, you know, partnerships will break up. Somebody will pass away. But this person has to make up their mind. But they sound so upset about it that nobody should feel like that at the holidays.
No, absolutely not. No. And I might even just interject here and say that, you know, ask yourself this question, you know, what am I really hoping to get out of the holidays? Connection, fun, acceptance? Or are you just trying to survive without losing your mind? If that's the case, but you really want to keep the connection, then you know what I say? Go for an hour. And you know, say, I wanted to say hello to everyone. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, you know, wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever it is. But, you know, but I can't stay because I am hooked on this Netflix series and I've got to watch the last
Some
two.
Some people just show
you know,
up for like,
or I've got a really early meeting tomorrow morning.
Yeah, they show up for dessert or something like that and they just come in and, you know, hi, nice to see everybody, but I got to go. And that's kind of,
And you know, I mean,
you could do that. I suppose some people do probably, there must be families where some people used to come and they no longer come anymore. And that, you know, it's sad, but maybe that's the best. But I don't know. I feel like if I had a brother and they were, a jerk or something like that, I might still invite him over, you know, just to give him another chance. But maybe they already have. I don't know.
But, you know, do the kiss thing. You know, keep it simple, stupid.
Okay.
And again, but, you know, someone who's breaking out in a rash, someone who's getting stomach aches, you know, someone who's getting acid reflux, I don't know. To me, but I also know that, you know, something, it's one thing to get into a fight and then, but knowing that you're going to reconnect. Maybe it's time to really consider whether or not if you're going to have that relationship at all. And if that is the case, sadly, then you've got some grieving to do because you're not just grieving your brother, or your sister, but maybe their children, maybe whatever it is. So there's a lot of grief that goes with that. But at the same time, you really do have to weigh that out. But you already know that. And I think that what Christine said is just so important. It is really true. Is she asking for permission to not go?
Yeah.
Because
Well, some people, that's what they need. Like,
that's what they need. That's why they go to a therapist. They're begging. They're begging for a therapist to say.
That's why I'm writing Francesca, too. I want to hear it on the radio. Can I not go? And you're saying, it sounds like all of you are saying, if it's too bad and you're getting sick over it, just don't go.
But it's bigger than that, too. You might even really need to really be rethinking, is this relationship in general, not just for the holiday, but if this relationship is making you sick, then you need to look within and find out what is it that person is actually triggering in me that is making me feel so badly about myself? And these are important questions, but these are questions that you have to turn inward. And so I don't know, maybe instead of going there for the holiday, maybe sit in meditation and really give yourself, ask yourself some questions. And I know it might sound a little cold, but you know, this is internal work. This is an inside job. Sadly, it is not really anything that, as I said, I can answer, Christine can answer, Rob, that you can answer. So I do wish you a very happy holiday season. And what I would recommend is, if you're not going to go, work really, really hard at keeping, you know, being in the spirit, hence why I am wearing this hat. And I will continue to wear it right through till the first of the year.
Oh, great. Okay. So we'll be seeing this hat Wednesday mornings. You can see it on YouTube now. I'll put up, there we go, on the camera. I'll just put up Francesca's camera only so you can get a full look of that for you YouTubers or YouTube viewers. You can check that out. WATD Radio on YouTube, WATD Radio on YouTube, because people like YouTube. All right. So, Francesca, people do want to reach out just like this woman did. Anybody can do that. How do they connect with you?
They can go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and click contact me. By the way, I've got an upcoming show next week, which is really in line with what exactly we're talking about with Kate King. She wrote a book, Mend or Move On. And I actually already pre-recorded the show, and she's a pretty fascinating woman. She is not in communication with her family. And you know what? She's one happy camper. She's really a happy person, but it took her 25 years to let go. Wow. So, you know, again, that is not a suggestion to leave. It's just a suggestion to listen to the Francesca Luca show from 9 to 10 p.m.
And that show's coming out, next Wednesday?
It's going to be next Wednesday,
Wednesday at 9. Okay.
Yeah.
9 to 10. Francesca's on at 9. She joins us every Wednesday morning at 9, 10. And a little kiss from Love Bites on Tuesdays after 8:26.
And no more I hate my family questions, please.
Oh, yeah. Send in some other ones. And, you know, that would be great. Send them in for Francesca so she can answer these. Our lifestyle expert. She joins us every week at this time on WATD, sponsored by you know who, Meineke.
Yes, and feel free to chime in and send us a text with your thoughts. We'd love to hear them.
781-837-4900. 781-837-4900.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.